Right now on VFN TV, I'm continuing my interview with Charles Simpson, one of the leaders in the charismatic renewal movement that touched the world. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit, how he's the special one. We got to keep the focus on the Holy Spirit, not ourselves. Also, is God waiting on us or are we waiting on God? We'll talk about that. And also finding your sphere. Where's your sphere where you're called to function and to flow? And how do we prepare for the coming move of God? We'll talk about that. And finally, artificial intelligence, the beast economy, persecution, and how to survive it. A key ingredient about how to function as a church to make it through where we're going. That's it right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
The charismatic renewal movement. Listen, we're about to see something on steroids, 10,000 times supported according to Dutch sheets, take place. And we need to prepare for it. And we can do that by listening to those who've gone before us. And one of the biggest, one of the big moves that happened in America, the world, charismatic renewal movement. We're going to be talking today with Brother Charles Simpson, talking about the Holy Spirit, how he's special. When God's using you, you have to remember he's using you. That's you, him on you, not the other way around. And also, we've got to talk about he's going to talk about the sphere, how to find your sphere and how effective you are in regards to you're called to operate within your own sphere. We'll be talking about also artificial intelligence, you know, the beast economy, persecution. We'll be talking also how to prepare for the coming move of God and the secret to how being rightly related in a family of believers when you're walking through all this stuff. I'm telling you, we're going to join the interview right now. So, you know, somebody that just gives themselves over to the reality of what God wants. I mean, God's not. Do you think we're waiting on God, or do you think God's waiting on us?
It's both, I guess. I think God's waiting on us a lot of times to be obedient, but I think we have to wait on God for the season and the timing that something's supposed to happen.
Which is the season, like what took place during the season we're talking about, and the charismatic renewal and the Jesus movement, and what if you felt like you weren't prepared for that? So, how would you prepare for it now? Now that you know it's going to happen. I mean, I've seen it. God has shown it to me. I'm sure you've probably been seeing some of it too, or hearing some people that are seeing it, and it's massive. They're coming out of the woodwork. They're pushing. I mean, God showed me them pushing the hinges off the door. I mean, they're coming. But are we ready? You know, how would you prepare yourself for this?
Well, I think we have preparation for it. I don't think you're ever totally prepared for the new season because it's going to present you with things you never saw before. Let me give you an illustration. I believe the Lord has shown me some time back that he's going to use black people in a special way in this revival. Now, we already know that. Mm-hmm. But it's not just the stars. It's not just the guy that has already a high profile. Mm-hmm. And there's certain political people, black people. Mm-hmm. But I'm seeing this on the street. I'm seeing it in business. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing it when I go to eat. Mm-hmm. There's something that God's going to do with black people and with Hispanic people. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be our influence. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking, you and I are white, Caucasian.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. But I think, it's going to be surprising where all this comes from.
Yeah.
Just like West is surprising. Mm-hmm. And there are others that are going to be surprising. I think we're going to have to adjust and acclimate to the way God's going to do this.
Right, right. Inside of me, I mean, when Kanye West released this Jesus is King album, I guess it is, I've been longing for this sound in my spirit. You know how some of you could just have this desire for the sound. And it just wasn't hitting it. I just, you know, just making do. And then all of a sudden, as soon as I heard that sound that was coming out of that, and of course it's anointed, that it was just that big relief. It's just like, it's here. That's the sound of what mm-hmm. I believe is coming, mm-hmm. which is, you know, diversity in singing that and touching, and I'm hungry for it. You know, I'm hungry for what God's doing. But I heard that word as well as in regard from Hispanic and African American that God's going to use in a powerful way. Oh, I hate to interrupt right in the middle of this interview, but we're going to pick right back up where we left off after this break. Don't forget to comment below. We love hearing from you. See you after the break.
We'll be right back.
Steve Reynolds, Cordova Lanes Bowling Center, invited all the church groups in Pensacola to come on out and do some fellowshipping on Sunday mornings and Sunday afternoons, after church, of course. We have a very good special on Sundays, $2 per game. All church members are welcome. Come see us. Have a good time fellowshipping.
Ears to Hear Hearing Center, three locations to better serve you. What do you do?
At Ears to Hear, we improve the quality of life of the hearing impaired and their families by testing, fitting, and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Let me give you a personal invitation to come by and see us and let us improve your quality of life today.
Hi, this is Pastor Lynn, and I want to come to you with a special message to the $50 eye guy. And the reason I'm talking this, he's not paying me to do this. He doesn't even know I'm doing it. I'm telling you, my eyes are seeing things they've never seen before. So I just want to give a big shout out to you, Mark Tegenkamp, and a big thank you for helping me with these glasses. I'm going to tell you, the $50 eye guy is the place to go. I'm not just saying that. I'm telling you, I live it. It's right here on my face. And it's a great time. Love you, Mark. Love $50 Eye Guy. Go get your glasses there.
At All Pro Tune-Up, we do great work at a fair price. We operate with integrity and honesty. And Gerald Gillis, he wouldn't have it any other way. And of course, he still wants to earn your business.
Bring my car to All Pro Tune-Up because they're quick, skilled, and honest.
I bring my vehicle to All Pro Tune-Up because Jerry's known in the community as a man of honesty, integrity, and he gives great service.
They're honest, and I can trust them with my vehicle. Gerald and his team will do what they say they're going to do.
TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Very powerful way.
I do. It's strange because I've gotten around certain people and I felt God was moving in them more than they knew, more than they realized.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's been so strong with me, I've been tempted to go visit an African-American church.
Right.
Which I have done, and I pastored African-American pastors.
Right.
But this is different.
I understand it, yeah.
And it's going to be different for them, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm excited about it. I'm reverencing it, too. I'm not excited like I'm just going to dive in.
Right.
I've been there.
Right. Yeah. It was 2 inches deep. I broke my neck. We're good.
Well, there were alligators in there. I have the fear of God.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm interested to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Moses standing on the mountain looking over into the land.
Mm.
Yeah. I feel like there's something that is going to be explosive, but it's going to come from different places than we expected, and we're already seeing the beginnings of that.
Yeah, I have an African American spiritual son that had been a prodigal. He had gone on his journey, and we had a gathering, and he was going to come to the gathering, and when he showed up, He's like, I knew I was had because the glory of God, the presence of God was there, right?
That messes you up.
But the thing about it is he has such an ability to sense the presence of God where other people could be right in the middle of the presence of God and they can't even sense, you know? So he comes and he just shares his heart and God's moving. Once his heart is broken, other hearts were broken and people begin to say, you know, hold me accountable. I'm ready to deal with this in my life. It was amazing. That Thursday after that Sunday, yeah, he contacts me and says, I'm rededicating my life to God. And then the next Sunday we gathered, the glory settled again. You know, we're talking about different things, but I was so grateful because I said, you know, as a leader sometimes, like, you just want to dive in, but people are disconnected. And he goes, he just couldn't barely talk because the glory of God was so strong. And I'm like, let's go for it. Let's just soak. And as we did, the glory of God just began to settle in our presence. And it's like he discerned what other people couldn't discern that was going on at that. Does that make sense?
Sure, and God reveals himself to who he wants to.
Correct.
He uses people that way. He'll show them something he didn't show everybody else, and they become a leader. They didn't even know they were going to become a leader.
Right, right.
Who would have ever expected the Kardashians to lead a revival?
Oh, my goodness, right?
Well, let me tell you, there's a lot of Arminians in this country. Now, West and his wife baptized their children recently in the Arminian church.
Okay.
The Arminians were slaughtered.
Yes, Turkey.
And there was a Holocaust. Mm-hmm. And they were Christians. Mm-hmm. And they were attacked. There's a lot of Arminians on the West Coast.
Okay.
Demas Shakarian was an Arminian.
Okay.
I have a friend, Luke Yegnazar, he's Armenian. His whole family is committed. They're Iranian Armenians.
Okay.
I've spoken with Armenians. My son has spoken with them, I mean, to conferences.
Right.
Now, there's a big Armenian community that you don't know has have that history.
Mm-hmm.
It's deep in them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here God touches
Kanye
and Kardashian,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much influence she had on him or him on her,
right.
But they're both in it.
Right.
And so, I mean, there's unexploded dynamite
right.
all over the country.
Unexploded dynamite,
right.
Wow, ready to go off, wow. Yeah.
All you gotta do is just...
We're talking spiritual here. Just
right.
In case we're watching.
Right, right.
Well, the mother, I'm sorry, I can't think of the Kardashian's name, but maybe the Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother was married to a Pentecostal pastor, I believe, that loved God, and her testimony is, he's a good man. I just didn't want God, so I left. But she speaks well of him. So their lineage. There is awareness. I mean, I don't know a lot of details about them, but the fact is I know this, what I've seen so far, I wish that was happening everywhere in the church, right? That'd be
you
awesome.
You know, there are a lot of, take Charles Stanley, pastored
yes.
a large church,
mm-hmm.
I guess First Baptist in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Very loved man.
Yeah.
Well, he has a Pentecostal background.
Really?
People didn't know that.
Wow.
I mean, he had people in his family, I think either his parents or somebody close to him, who had been baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And without going into detail, I just know that there's a lot of people that have history
mm-hmm.
that have left their history.
Right.
And you think, well, it's over for them.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, they've come to the end of their journey and realize they need God and they
right.
know something about the Lord.
Right.
And I believe that kind of thing is going to happen.
Yeah.
And in the African American community, mm-hmm. there's a lot of that
mm-hmm.
because they heard from an early age about the Lord
mm-hmm.
and they know that their ancestors were brought through because of Jesus.
Right. Right.
And so they've got something going mm-hmm. that a lot of us don't have
right.
in terms of background.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a potential
mm-hmm.
for a tremendous breakout.
Right.
And I think there's more of that underground in our country than people realize.
Wow. Have you heard Samuel Rodriguez speak?
I can't say.
He's the one that prayed at the president's inauguration, uh-huh. But just a powerful man of God. Hey, we're sorry we had to interrupt this interview. We're going to come right back where we left off after this break. Be sure to comment below. We want to hear your thoughts on what we're talking about. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
There's this girl named Mary. She loved God and she loved cleaning stuff up.
But one day, an angel appeared.
Mary was so surprised
and kind of scared.
But the angel said, "Don't be scared, you're going to have a baby."
And then Mary said, "How can I have a baby? I'm not married."
But the angel said,
"It's all right.
The baby will be God's son, Jesus."
Mary was supposed to marry a guy named Joseph.
She said to him, "Look, I'm gonna have a baby."
Joseph was pretty surprised too,
because he didn't know how to be a dad. But he wanted to take good care of the mom and the baby.
Right before the baby was going to be born,
Joseph and Mary had to go on a long trip to a town called Bethlehem.
But it was okay,
because Joseph made sure that Mary didn't have to walk by herself.
But when they got to Bethlehem,
it was so full of people. Nobody had roof on them.
They tried one place.
They didn't get other place.
At the last place, the guy started to say no.
Then he said, "Wait, I've got a place for you out back.
But you gotta be okay with animals."
There weren't even any beds.
It was nice and warm. When Mary had Jesus,
they wrapped him in cloth
and put them in the animal food dish.
No one else knew about Jesus yet.
But there were some shepherds just outside of town.
And some angels showed up.
The shepherds were like, "Oh no, what's happening?"
But the angel said, "Don't be scared.
I have something really, really awesome to tell you.
God's son Jesus has been born.
He's in Bethlehem. He's all wrapped up in a blanket."
The shepherds were super excited.
So they got everyone together and ran to find Jesus.
They were really glad when they found the right place.
They were like, "Is this where Jesus is?" And Mary let them come in.
They even got to hold and cuddle the baby.
Sometime later, some kings were living far away from baby Jesus.
But God sent them a special star.
The kings followed the special star a long way.
A really long way. A really, really long way.
The star showed the kings right where Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus were.
They even brought special presents for baby Jesus.
Then everybody had a big party,
because they were so glad that God sent baby Jesus.
That night was the best night ever.
It was the best night ever.
It was the best night ever!
It was the best night ever.
You know, a lot of people want to abide with the Lord, but they just don't have a plan to do it. You can request that plan today at iabide.org.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So we're looking at this thing about to to happen, I believe, any moment now. And I could tell, you can tell when God's about to do something because you're thinking there's no natural way it could happen right now. but I just really sense that, I mean, you know this, that, you know, if you look at a graph and we're on a graph like this and you're looking at the knowledge of man, we're growing like this gradually and we're getting smarter or whatever. But artificial intelligence just went like this, went straight up.
Straight up.
We're being surpassed right now and people just don't even bother to think about it.
Really can't.
And so, and they're kind of tolerating us and our slowness, but that's just a matter of when that's going to take over. And they're talking about, you know, the next generation of the smartphone is going to be the one that's, you know, the one.
5G.
The 5G, and also with the quantum computing capabilities.
Right.
And Amazon has these glasses that has quantum computing that talks to your phone that will talk to their, whatever their Alexa thing is. But I mean, we're just in that moment right now. And, you know, blockchain transactions. And,
right.
Which is not one cell could happen without somebody knowing about it, which is the beast economy. I mean, we're right here.
Right.
And if God doesn't intervene, it's going to be bad. So I think by 2030, you know, I'm not picking no dates. I don't know any dates. But it's, you're talking about intense, easy to persecute and locate a believer and try to re-educate them or, you know, go through deep, deep, intense, you know, persecution. We're right here, right now. And which is Holy Spirit, God's going to do something that just rocks this thing. The thing about men is that once they find out they can control, they just go for it. You know, the world system. But so you have, for example, a UPS driver who's stuck between two computers. He's got, customers are ordering things through digital technology. The system's being ran off digital technology. But yeah, he's a human being having to connect those two things. And he's being run ragged trying to connect this buyer from the seller and get that package to their house. And it's just, men are not computers. And so now you have Elon Musk talking about injecting the chip in the head so they can move as fast as the computer moves. I mean, we're like right here, right now, which means at some point the church has got to say, that's not us. This is who we are. We're going to have to be what God's called us to be. We can't just blend in. You know, I'm not talking about not reach the world, but I'm talking about we got to be who we are and then impact the world from what we are. Does that make sense? I just think we're so blended in right now that, you know, people just click, do you want the mark? Click, 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 yes, 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 on the accept button, the accept button, the accept button. And they never, nobody ever reads that, all that writing there that says, you agree to all this.
Nobody reads it.
Nobody reads it. Even the people that wrote it, I saw a whole entire seminar on these guys. They know nobody reads it.
Right.
You know? And so maybe accepting the mark is like, boom, boom. So I just think we're right here. It's not like 20 years down the road. We're looking at, you know, quantum computing is here right now where the government has the biggest computer system in the world. It fits the size of a football field. It's so big. But yet, Google has a computer the size of a refrigerator that can solve something in a day. What will take 10,000 years for that computer that the government has to solve. There's the size of a refrigerator. So we're in here somewhere. The church is here. Why this prophecy is being fulfilled, I don't think we have a choice but to be the church, to eat together, to fellowship together, to know each other, to know God, to discern His presence and follow His lead.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I think we're in a place, and most people are not aware of where we are and are not preparing in their thoughts. I really don't know what God's going to do, but I believe He will do something. I think that we're already controlled a lot more than we know we are.
I know.
And there's already people that have chips, and companies have in some locations put chips.
They've held chip parties. Has everybody injected the chip in their hand?
Right. And they're gladly doing it. And if you have to have a chip to have a job, that's going to present a problem. And of course, there's the whole idea that a lot of people are not going to have jobs because computers are going to do the job, and so we're going to have a universal salary for everybody.
Right.
And there's that going on.
I mean, it's going on like right now.
Yeah.
It's happening as we speak, and the curve is like this. Well, we're getting smarter, but we're nowhere near what this thing is happening. So this is divergence. This thing's taking place, and we're still doing what we did 20 years ago, instead
or 100
of like
years ago.
Yeah, 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Help.
Well, I my feeling is you need some close friends.
That's mine. Yes.
Who pray with you, whose judgments you trust.
Yeah.
You need to be your own case manager. You need to read and keep up and stay tuned and believe that God will speak to you.
That's important. I think what you said, that's the key to it, is getting to the relational aspect with God and with those that God's called you to relate to, then help people. Other people have that same, make disciples, help other people love God, love others, and lead others to the very same thing that you're doing. It's relational.
I think so. Two are better than one. A threefold cord is not easily broken. And I don't fear the future, but I fear for people who go into it without preparation, without the Lord, without having thought about it.
Which is the majority.
Which is, right. So, you know, I trust God, and I remind him every night, as though he needs reminding, that I do.
Right.
And that I'm depending on him.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
Because fear would cause you to begin to do things outside of his will versus trusting him. Well, I hate to break in this interview, but listen, we want to hear your thoughts. Comment below. What are your thoughts about what's going on? And guess what? The final part of the interview hasn't stopped yet, is our next program tomorrow. Make sure you catch it. We'll be talking about how God will use you if you hold on through the storm. Sometimes we just let go in the storm because it's so bad. Just hold on. You don't have to make sense. It never was because of your thinking. It's because of your faith in God. God's bringing you through the storm. Also about how making Jesus the Lord of your life, how important that is and what that really means. And finally, the climactical part of this interview with Charles Simpson, one of the leaders in the Charismatic Renewal Movement, was what are some of the things that you learned? Listen, these are some big wisdom nuggets. Be sure you catch us on our program tomorrow. I want to pray with you. Father God, I pray a blessing over our audience, God. Inspire them to be a part of what you're about to do next, God. Help us learn from what happened in the past and know that you're going to do it again, even with a greater measure, Father God. I pray a blessing over them in Jesus' name. And dear God, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. And I'll see you in the VFNKB community.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at VFNKB.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.